Honey, be the humanist. Listen closely, yeah. Pretty on the outside, dark from within. Yeah. Consumed by her pride, she hides it with a grin. Yet the tears, they will fall for heart, she fought to win. Label fucking crazy, show she writes with a pen. Get so it? Tired of the gas lights, tired of the fake fights, tired of the fact you beat me down.
Of her. telling they were branded. Well, on top of that, she never was a good help. Even though she did it right to care for herself. Day came when she brought their child into the world. That's when the doctor said, listen to us, young girl. I know you wanna get better and try again, but because of this, we're sorry. This is the end. She sits there, tears forming up in her eyes. Because if she tries again, she will up and die. That's the verdict, based on the evidence. She can't refute it. She feels she is at an end. That's when it happened. A positive test. They were both crying. It's not painless. The deed is done. She goes back home. She shuts them all out. Won't pick up the phone. Cause behind, 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 she cried her eyes out, but she had to do it. Behind, 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 she cried her eyes out, but she had to do it. Behind, 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 she cried her eyes out, cause she had to do it. Cause she had to do it. She had to do it. Even though she went on birth control, it seemed that her body didn't respond to the dose. More heartache as she walks in through them doors again. She looks at them and they talk to her like a friend. They talk her through the pain, tears like torrential rain. Tell her it's okay, brought her out through the vein. She feels the needle though, even though she is floating. She feels the signs go away, nausea and bloating. They tell her rest now, get some sleep. But the emotional pain is running too deep. She lays her head down, wondering, why me? And so she really wants, would she be mommy? Now you wanna cast judgment, starting out crying, without finding out the main reason why. Remember this before you wanna cause more strife. If she didn't do it, you'd never have a fucking wife. Behind, behind, behind. She tried to rise up cause she had to do it. Behind, behind. Rise up cause she had to do it. Behind, behind, behind. She tried to rise up cause she had to do it. Cause she had to do it. Cause she had to do it.
This might be a bit hard to listen to if you're either of these sides, because this is about both sides. I'm speaking of pro-life and pro-choice. After the fall of Roe v. Wade, there was a serious outburst, the destruction, the protests, and all that implies. Some say that it was a serious blow to women's rights, and it led to so many movements that only made matters worse, to be honest. Nobody ever wants to have these conversations, but as a person who has had to make that type of decision, I'm not going to pull any punches with this episode, so don't be a bit surprised if this one particularly gets pulled. You see, not every woman wants to terminate their child, and not every woman wants to keep their child. Sorry, but this is the reality they continue to distort. It's not easy talking about this, but with everything that I have watched, I have to speak on it. Because it's gotten to the point where everyone wants to talk about the positive sides of both. I'm going to talk about the downsides. Because that's what needs to be said. So let's start with pro-life, okay? Now, if you are pro-life, you would love it if abortions were banned entirely. You would be overjoyed. But I got some bad news for you. What you're advocating for can put thousands of women at risk of dying from a pregnancy. If you want to send a more clearer message, make it a requirement to present evidence of medical conditions and, in some cases, mental illnesses that are hereditary and will cause more harm than good for the fetus, or the unborn, if you will. Makes more sense because even your cause can harm more women and babies. And if you are pro-life, then are you representing the children that are living? Are you speaking for the ones who have been abused, murdered, or even trafficked? Are you defending the ones who have been used for ungodly practices? You know, the ones that are trapped in cults and whatnot? No? Then you aren't really pro-life. The very meaning is in the title. Pro-life. Meaning you cherish every life. To pick and choose is not being pro, you're semi. You're only choosing a particular sector of lives you want to protect. Sorry if I ruffled any feathers saying that, but that is the most logical way to explain it. And a lot of people may take that the wrong way, but it's really not pro-life if you're just picking the type of life you want to protect. Just a bit of hypocrisy that not a lot of people see. Now, don't get me wrong, killing any life is wrong. Any life. Whatsoever. And I have spoken to a lot of pro-lifers, and some of them understand the situation that a woman could fall into, especially like her medical conditions could exacerbate it and in turn put her at risk. But the problem is there are some extreme pro-lifers are like, do it for the child. So you really want me to put my life on the line to possibly, and I do mean possibly, give birth, but also that child could also die. That's nice. Now, that was pretty simple. But I know it was very harsh. Now we're going to talk about the very delicate subject that surrounds pro-choice women. And when I say a delicate subject, it is a very delicate subject, especially coming from me. And this is a message to the liberal pro-choice women, the ones that want to be walking about terrorizing those that are on the opposite side, because yes, they have their views and everyone is entitled to have their views. If you are so damn eager to freely end a life knowing that you are healthy enough, then it's really just senseless murder. To do it just because you think it's an entitlement is sickening. All the videos that I have watched, interviews, and texts I've read online shows that abortion should be treated like a strict medical procedure in the event that the woman has a medical condition, whether it's rape or incest, or severe mental disturbance. Now, I know this is going to be very delicate because I'm all about talking about saving humanity and whatnot, but I'm not going to pull any punches. I have had abortions, surgical and by medication. It's not a fucking lifestyle. It's a physical and emotional toll on me. The thing is, I wanted to be a mother. I wanted that, but that wasn't in the cards for me. There is a lot of heartache that I live with every single day. And truthfully, when it comes to the talks about, you know, abortion is wrong, yes, it is wrong if you're healthy and you choose to terminate. But you can carry that shit. You can carry the fetus to term. It says put up for adoption. A family who can't give birth, make a woman happy. You know, you can do all those sorts of things. But in the case of women like me, I have medical conditions and disorders that would put the fetus at risk for miscarriage or stillborn. I was told that. So when I see these illogical liberal women talking about my body, my choice, they really need to shut the fuck up, because my choice was made for me by my body. Personally, I can't defend women too much anymore, because mostly this is part of the reason. Most of them look at having a baby as cramping their style or a mistake. That's really heartless. For the women that have no choice because of what's wrong with their bodies, this is you, then stay strong. It hurts me every single fucking time. There is no glory, no feeling empowered, no feeling like a strong woman. It fucking hurts every fucking time. And that's during. The real pain happens after. And it feels like you were being ripped apart. You thought having period cramps was bad? Oh, sweetie, you're in for a real fucking rude awakening. I'm always in tears because I had to end fucking life to protect mine. I feel like a monster, a fucking murderer, because of the choice I had no choice to make. So, to all you crazy ass, senseless, delusional liberal women, don't you dare parade around pushing for more late-term abortions. Don't you dare attack anyone for trying to give you a different perspective. I know that there are those that can and have judged me for the decision I have had to make, but don't think for one fucking second I'm doing this freely. It's to live. And that's it. No feminism, no women's empowerment, because there is no empowerment having to end a pregnancy. There is no fucking enjoyment. Period. And it angers me. It angers me like nobody's business, trust me. Every time you go through the emotions, you go through the grief, you go through the pain, and you just don't want to be fucking bothered by anybody. And they may show you the reality that it's, oh, so wonderful. It's not. It's really not. Because new statistics show that over 50% of women that go through these abortions had no choice. And it had nothing to do with finances, had nothing to do with making a mistake or anything like that. It was concrete medical evidence, the reason why they could not carry it to term. And it pisses me off when it comes to these purists that want to call us murderers. But in some cases, I can tell you right now, you might take this the wrong way, whoever may be listening to this particular podcast episode, as much as it hurts me, I believe I'm performing a mercy, because you don't want to know. You don't want to know what they do to kids on an everyday basis. You don't want to know what could happen. You know, I have had the absolute displeasure in finding out the horrid practices when it comes to the safety of our children. And personally, I think I'm doing the
the life inside me. I'm doing it a favor by saying, hey, you don't want to come into this world. It's fucking crazy. However way you want to look at it, as painful as it is for me, I see it as an act of mercy because of how babies are treated, how they're murdered, how they're picked the fuck apart. So you can go ahead and call me heartless, you can call me murderer, you can say anything you want about me, but you best better have that same energy when it comes to protecting the children that are living, and I'm not bullshitting on that. You come at me with your self-righteous attitude, so you best better come at the ones who are harming the kids that are living today, I promise you. Until next time, for everyone out there, watch the clock and be aware.
But intentional sorrow is a push in the strife. People are shaking, trying to tie up loose ends. Final strike on humanity begins. There's been a plan in place, but they won't tell ya. Betrayed your trust, now hiding from ya. Tried to wreck our soul, part of their goal to push their agenda. This part we know. Crying every week, struggling to eat, no one blessed. Head hurt from seizures, being fed by stress. Continue to fight, cause I know it isn't right. This is us, our lives, destroy corruption to survive. Facing these trials pull us asunder. Time to push back before we go under. No longer the same, take the default games. Increase your resolve, they are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. Stepped up the tactics and moving fast. Caught in the rapture, the die is cast. Will you keep quiet until it affects you? Better fight with us before they get you too. Crying every week, struggling to eat, no one blessed. Head hurt from seizures, being fed by stress. Continue to fight, cause I know it isn't right. This is us, our lives, destroy corruption to survive. Facing these trials pull us asunder. Time to push back before we go under. No longer the same, sick of these wild games. Increase your resolve, they are not ashamed. 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 Make excuses, nothing you can do, but they say that they'll fix that too. Integrity, identity of Earth Crust. This time's overdue for us to bend together, or just do nothing and lose our rights forever. Crying every week, struggling to eat, no one blessed. Head hurt from seizures, being fed by stress. Continue to fight, cause I know it isn't right. This is us, our lives, destroy corruption to survive. Facing these trials pull us asunder. Time to push back before we go under. No longer the same, sick of these foul games. Increase your resolve, they are not ashamed.